Hi, this is Tony from Ether Aura, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Detroit.
And now, from Motor City, USA,
Detroit, Michigan,
spinning the best local original music and giving it to the world, this is Insomnia Radio Detroit. And now, your host for Insomnia Radio Detroit, Les Zaldor.
Hey everybody, it's Les from Zaldor's World and Insomnia Radio Detroit, coming to you episode number 16 of Insomnia Radio Detroit. Thanks for being so patient, and I think this is going to be worth the wait. I've got four great bands, two great interviews, and the last one is a very special surprise. We'll get to that later. The first three bands I'm going to play for you guys is bands that I saw at the Most People Are DJs showcase back in January 20th. Got an interview with two of them. The first interview I got is from Auto Vector, and that was actually done when they did their CD release party here not too far from my house at the Modern Exchange. Did a little bit early before the Most People DJ show. And then I did an interview with Ether Aura, Tony from Ether Aura, at the actual Most People DJ show. We'll get to that a little later. But what I'm going to do for you guys, get right into the music. I'm not going to waste any time. I'm not going to waste any more of your time. I'm going to get right into the music, then we do interview, then more music, then an interview, and then we're going to get to the last band, which is Destro. Destro was the lead opening act at the Most Bureau DJ show. And then I'll come back and give you the nice little surprise that I think you'll like it. So stick around. Here's the first band I'm going to play for you guys, Auto Vector, their song Dr. Wily.
From Auto Vector with their CD release party, 5 Bits to Bite.
Go ahead and let's introduce everybody. We got Mike here.
Hi, I'm Mike Sonic.
I'm Will. I play the drums.
I'm Jinsing. I dance and sing to myself.
I'm the general. I play bass.
I'm Renee. I touch myself.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been together about 4 years now.
4 years. Three albums. What are the other two albums?
We have DV 2.5. Somebody else tell the other one.
3D Odyssey.
Five Bits to Bite Us. We already established.
You guys are based out of Dearborn still, or you guys moved at all?
Nope. We're based out of Dearborn.
What's the story behind the blue cock? You got to tell me that. Renee, you got to tell me that. You said it's your mascot, but where did you get the idea to have a blue cock on stage?
He's been around for a while, well before my time.
Actually, when people ask this, since he lost the use of his voice a couple years ago, we just direct them to his official MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Kernel, K-E-R-N-E-L. All the answers right there.
Does he really? He really has a website, eh?
Yes, he
does. Yeah. Wow, so he speaks and he has everything like there.
Well, lost his voice a long time ago, yeah.
So he was the original lead singer then?
No, but he was kind of backup.
He's our pimp. There you go. That's even better. So what's up for you guys? You got the new album coming out. You guys going to be doing extensive touring soon? Or
we tour, but not during the months of January, February, March because of a very bad experience in the Pocono Mountains.
It involved French toast and nails.
It's the truth. It's the truth. I believe it. You like giving all these weird answers to questions. I know you do. I know you do. I know. That's why I'm not going to ask the question that everybody asks you. So,
don't even bother.
No, I'm not even going to bother with that one because you've heard that. How many times have you heard that question?
Probably about 1,000 times so far.
I believe it. So that's why I'm not going to answer. Go see Most People Are DJs interview for that one.
Right.
All right, guys. Thanks for interviewing with me real quick. Great show tonight. Looking forward to see you guys next time.
Thank you very much.
Well, all right. Yeah.
Where can we find you guys at?
December 29th at the Crowfoot in Pontiac.
What website, though?
Yeah, that was an easy one, Mike. It's you can go to our website, autovector.com, or our MySpace website. It's just myspace.com/autovector, O-T-T-O.
Thank you.
I wasn't her.
All right, I'm here with Tony from Ether Aura. We're here at the Crowfoot, actually the Pike Room at the Crowfoot, for the Most People Are DJs showcase. Talk about the band, Ether Aura. Kind of just talk about, because there's a lot of new stuff happening with Ether Aura, so I'd like to talk, like to hear about all that stuff.
Cool. Well, thanks for doing the interview. Basically, tonight we're debuting our new lineup. We have a new drummer, Marvin, a new bass player. Her name's Erica. And we're basically going through a transitional phase with the lineup and musically, switching kind of over to a more mellow sound. The first two records were primarily like indie rock with some shoegaze and then some kind of acoustic-y stuff thrown in. So right now our focus is more on the acoustic kind of dreamy, airy sound rather than the hard indie rock shoegaze stuff. So we're really excited about it. And we're probably going to think about releasing a new record maybe this summer or the fall with the new lineup and the new songs on it.
So the first two albums was Crash, and what was the album before Crash?
Well, Crash was the first record that came out in 2005, and then in, a year ago in 2000, or early 2007, in February 2007, we released Before We Could Sing. Last November we released an EP called Semblance, which was three cover songs by Patsy Cline, The Doors, Curve, and then a new original, and then two different versions of songs that were on our previous two records. We released that in last November. It's kind of like a crossover release showcasing the lighter stuff that to come, kind of a thing. So
now is the new stuff, you're not going to be playing any of the old stuff at all? Are you going to be reworking that so it fits the newer style? Or
we're playing, well, we're only playing one song that hasn't been released. We're playing all the Americana stuff from both records, because it, you know, we did do that kind of style on the first two records, but it was kind of scattered in with the indie shoegaze stuff. So we are playing all those songs from both of those records. Like three of them are from Before We Could Sing, two are off Crash, and then one new one, and two from the EP, the Semblance EP. That's what we're doing tonight. So it's all familiar material, but songs that we haven't really played live before. So
the Ether Aura that I saw about a year and a half ago opening up for 8mm is not the same Ether Aura that's going to be playing here. It's a totally different style, totally different.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a 180 from before, but it's more toned down than before. But, you know, like I said, the material isn't, a lot of it, the bulk isn't new. Some of it's reworked, but we're just picking the lighter stuff from the records. And, you know, and the decision was made mostly because of, you know, we wanted to highlight Kate's voice more. And with all the noisy effects and the cymbals and the big drums, she kind of got buried at times. And, you know, and she writes better to the folkier stuff anyway. So that was the part of the reasoning behind the shift in direction as well. So,
yeah, she's got a very nice voice. And like I said, I saw you guys back then. It's a great show you guys put on there. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys tonight. And what's your future plans after tonight?
Just to keep writing. We have a show February the 8th at the Magic Bag. We're opening up for a buddy of mine's band who's releasing their CD. They're called Crashing Cairo. And, yeah, they're local. I produced and recorded their disc. That's what I do for a living. I produce and record Detroit bands at Temper Mill Studios. So they're doing their CD release party at the Magic Bag, and we're playing with them and on the 8th. So that's, you know, we don't ever look too far ahead. You know, we're not in a rush to do anything. So we're just going to keep writing and amass about 15 songs, pick a good 35-40 minute record, and release it whenever. You know, could be in the summer, could be a year from now, who knows. So
the new member, how long have they been with the band?
Probably about a month. So yeah, there'll be some bugs in the set, you know, a few kinks, but it's to be expected. You know, we all got lives outside of music, so it's hard to get everybody together all the time. But, you know, in time we're gelling now. But, you know, this is our first show. with the new members, and so you know we'll keep our fingers crossed.
That's all you can do is keep your fingers crossed and hope for the best. So. Well, cool. Where can everybody find your music?
online, just our MySpace page, myspace.com/etheraura, and you can there's links to get all of our records either physically or through the internet via you know CD Baby, iTunes, eMusic, that your usual suspects when it comes to digital downloads. So yeah.
Now, is Kate still involved with doing the Oralgasms streaming internet show?
She hasn't been for, I don't know how long it's been, at least 6 months. She did it for almost a year, and she just felt it was time to let those guys take it over again. And, you know, she had fun with it while it lasted. But, no, she hasn't done that for a while now.
Yeah, because I listened to that. It was good stuff. So hopefully maybe she'll pick it up again, do just something separate from herself even.
Yeah, I mean, she might end up doing a guest like Yorgasms, I believe they call it, where they have a guest DJ come on in and do it. But, yeah, we're pretty tight with those guys, and, you know, they've been supportive for as long as I've been playing music in the scene forever. So, you know.
Anything else you'd like to add to the interview at all?
No, sounds like someone's tuning their drums, so we better... I appreciate you taking time, and I hope everyone likes the new music.
Check you on the website. Thanks, Tony.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Those enchanters, those hard destroyers.
Yeah, that was three great bands right there. Auto Vector, Ether Aura, and Destro, which you could have saw if you went to the Most People Are DJs show back on January 20th. Auto Vector led off the set with their song Dr. Wily. Ether Aura had their song I Wasn't Her. And that last song you just heard was Destro with their song The Young Planets. That was a great show. I really, really wish you guys had been there because it was a really good show. And if you weren't there, you missed a really good show. Check out mostpeoplearedjs.com. He's got more information than you could ever know, plus a lot of live stuff. He's got some live video that he took from the show. Check out that. If you want to see more video, you can go check out digitaldetroitradio.com. He did some video of himself doing some stuff. He took some of my videos that I did from the night. I've just got tons of videos as well, and he took some of those and put those in another video cast. So there's a couple of video casts you can check out if you're really interested and want to check it out. Good stuff, and if you weren't there, you missed it out. But hey, there might be another Most People DJ showcase in the future, and who knows? There might even be a Insomnia Radio Michigan. Oh, I'm sorry, Insomnia Radio Detroit, Michigan showcase in the near future too. Because if you guys haven't heard, there's I'm doing a website called the Indie Music Project Detroit. There's also Indie Music Project Lansing. And I've been talking to the guy who's been doing Lansing. Me and Ryan, we've been talking. You never know. We might work together. Do a showcase this summer. We'll see. Just a little inside information if you listen to the show and you've gotten this far. So, yeah. Stay tuned. All right. The last song I've got for you is a really cool. I'm really excited to bring this to you. Band. And I just kind of happened upon it, but I already kind of knew about the band before. It was just kind of weird how it all happened. The name of the band is Psyfunk, and I heard about them about a year ago when I went to a benefit concert in Wyandotte, Michigan. They did a benefit concert over at the little ice rink they have there. They did a benefit for one of the members of the band, his son. They were doing a benefit for him. And they had a couple of different bands. Psyfunk was the lead band. And I stuck around for Psyfunk for a couple songs. I had to go to work. I had to host karaoke that night. And then here it is, fast forward about a year, and this guy comes into to work doing bartending on Saturday nights because it gets kind of busy on Saturday nights. We got two bartenders on Saturday nights. His name's Tim Rios, and he does a great version of Stevie Wonder. I mean, almost dead on, almost 99% dead on with Stevie Wonder. It just blows me away. In fact, if you listen to Zaldo's World in the future, you might catch a copy of that sometime in the future. I haven't put it out there yet, but it might be on there. Like maybe not next episode, but the episode after next, 195, 196, 197, somewhere on there. Anyways, and he's just incredible doing Stevie Wonder. So I said, are you in a band? He said, yeah, I'm in Psyfunk. I said, oh, no way. I saw you guys a long time ago, and I was like, you guys were great. And so he brought me a CD in, and I said, you know what? I am going to definitely play this stuff on the next Insomnia Radio Detroit. And so if you guys have listened to all the interviews and stuff from earlier, you guys are in for a treat. This band is an incredible combination of Chicago, the band Chicago, and like Stevie Wonder. So if you like Chicago with the horns and everything like that, like I do, I love Chicago. Chicago's a great band. I used to love them. You know, their songs 25 or 6 to 4, Hard Habit to Break. I know that's kind of like the sappy kind of stuff, but I like that kind of stuff. So you might like this. And of course, Stevie Wonder. So like the funk and the rhythm and the horns. And in the future, I will be interviewing these guys because I heard Tim said they're going to do another benefit concert this summer. So I'll be interviewing them at this benefit concert in the future. So check them out. This is their song called Happy Song from the Psyfunk. You can check them over at psyfunk.com. And I hope you enjoy it. Check it out.
There's children playing, they're dancing in the
Oh, you know what? If that doesn't get you dancing and moving around, I don't know what does. Because, you know, that's just like, as a song called, happy song. I like it. It's good stuff. And check them over at Psyfunk, PSYFUNK.com. Of course, show notes will be at Detroit.insomniaradio.net. And, you know, you can also email me at Detroit@insomniaradio.net. And I had a voicemail line, but I don't think that voicemail line is going to be around any much longer because I just got an email from the guys over at Net Zero saying, ah, we're going to get rid of that for a while. So, you know what? I have. If you want to leave me a voicemail, you can Skype in me. I have a Skype in number, which, gosh, you know what? I don't have it handy because I thought maybe it was here, but no, I don't. But, you know, check it out. Go to the Insomnia Radio Detroit website at DetroitInsomniaRadio.net, and I'll have all the information for you. This is number 16 of Insomnia Radio Detroit. Thanks for checking out, and we'll see you next time. Hopefully not as long.
You've been listening to IR Detroit, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. For detailed show notes and band links, head over to Detroit.InsomniaRadio.net, or to subscribe and get it delivered, feeds.feedburner.com/IR Detroit, or just look for us in iTunes. Thanks for listening.